Twisting, Twining. Written by Neeraj Sikki. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Modao Zushi, or The Untamed. Rating, teen. Category, gen. Also tagged for Nie family backstory, dragons, and implied referenced child abuse. Chapter 1. The Nie sect's ancestors were butchers. That lowly heritage is well known and widely celebrated, much to the not entirely concealed disdain of some of the more refined gentlemanly sects. Butchers at home and butchers at war, everybody knows that. What's rather less well known is that the third sect leader, colloquially known among his descendants as That Idiot, rather heroically saved an imperial princess in battle, and then, as this was why he was That Idiot, married her. She was a proper princess, too, the true-born daughter of the emperor. Other sects might see that as a good thing, since for all that the cultivation sects saw themselves as being above petty things like the politics of the common folk, a princess was still a princess. The Nie did not. The reason for this was quite simple. What does a cultivation style that already incorporates an increased chance of death through anger most assuredly does not need? The blood of the eight-clawed dragon. That's what. Arrogant, explosive, unruly. It was a mess. The sixth leader came up with the saber halls to honor his father and grandfather, most especially his grandfather, who'd had a bad tendency towards slit-pupiled eyes when he'd been especially enraged, and whose saber had absorbed every ounce of his ferocity. And the next few generations made a point of finding especially meek daughters or sons for their children to marry. And that was that. Everyone hoped that that idiot's mistake could be diluted out of existence. It was, for the most part. But every few generations, imperial blood ran true, and not only in terms of majesty or arrogance. And then the entire sect had to close its doors to the outside world and pretend with all their might that no, of course, there wasn't a rampaging beast of an especially draconic variety ranging behind the extremely sturdy walls of the unclean realm. What nonsense that would be! Still, if Lao Nie had to wager on one of his children being a dragon, he probably would have put money on it being his firstborn. Already far too tall for his age, a brilliant prodigy with his saber, and a temper that rivaled some of the older members of the clan. Certainly not Huaisang. The only time that child hadn't been a disappointment was when he was a baby. He'd been remarkably lazy even back then, sleeping more hours of the day than he didn't, even past infancy. And what had been a relief to his nursemaids quickly turned to annoyance by everyone else. It was commonly believed that such a weak and unlively child was likely to grow up to be slow-witted and dull. And worse, the doctors confirmed his muscle tone was underdeveloped, even with a great deal of practice, he would likely always be a bit behind those his own age. As he grew older, his penchant of sleeping 20 hours out of every day got even more noticeable, and the family largely lost interest. Well, most of them. His older brother, who'd quietly taken on the responsibility for caring for Huaisang when no one else in the family had the time or, truthfully, the interest in the disappointing son of an especially fortunate, unfortunate, family maid turned concubine, indulged him far too much, even carrying him from place to place. "You are not a mule, Ming Chui," Lao Nie scolded one day, reinforcing the lesson through swipes of the flat of his saber. "Have some dignity. If Huaisang wants to go places, he can damn well walk there himself." Nie Ming Chui bowed his head, obedient and filial in every way, except for the fact that he didn't listen. If anything, it got even worse from that point on, the boy barely being seen anywhere without a napping toddler as an accoutrement. "Did you hear what I said?" Lao Nie roared at him. "I am not a mule," Nie Ming Chui recited. "If he wants to go places, he can walk there himself. If you heard me and persist regardless, you are undisciplined," Lao Nie said, arms crossed. "I accept whatever punishment is appropriate," Nie Ming Chui said. And that was most irritating of all. Why would his otherwise perfect eldest son insist on being beaten once a week when all he had to do was leave that useless lump behind in his rooms, where he'd be happier anyway? It wasn't as though Nie Huaisang even wanted to be outside. Sometimes it seemed he'd only learned to talk in order to complain about how uncomfortable he was, how hot, how sweaty, and he even had the gall to keep complaining even after his older brother fetched a fan for him like a loyal dog. Discipline was paramount in the Nie sect. To be undisciplined is to risk being monstrous, and with their cultivation style, they could not tolerate such a thing. That was why their punishments were so strict, even if the rules were relatively sparse. More principle than rule, really. But on the other hand, their family had always been the sort that would rather break than bend. If Nie Ming Chui wanted to pay for his willfulness by accepting punishments, he was entitled to do so. Still, there was punishment, and then there was wanton cruelty. At some point, one of the men in the punishment hall abandoned the former for the latter. He was a popular man, the son of another sect's diplomat that had married a close cousin of the main family and stayed in Qinghe. For some reason, he developed an intense dislike of Nie Ming Chui, a dislike which was mutual and likely to cause trouble in the future when Nie Ming Chui became sect leader, but which currently put Nie Ming Chui in a very bad position given the man's status as his elder. Lao Nie only learned about the whole matter much later, and when he did, he was so spitting mad he grabbed his saber and would have spitted the man on it, cousin or no cousin, if he hadn't been held back. But at the time, he had no idea. Busy as he was defending the borders of his lands against the troubles caused by that ever-smiling bastard Wen Rohan. When he did hear about it, though, he was infuriated. His son and heir had been beaten 3 times the usual amount. A compilation of 1,000 little offenses that could only technically be termed breaches of discipline, forced to complete several dozen of their most demanding exercises, and then made to kneel outside on the hottest day of the year. To no one's surprise, he had eventually collapsed rather than yield and beg for mercy, his skin cracking and lips starting to bleed as his consciousness left him. He was, after all, a Nie. Who knows how far that bastard might have gone, his eyes fixed on a prize he would never inherit with his outsider's surname, if Nie Huaisang hadn't been there, tucked away, curled up beneath a shady tree, and made to watch despite Nie Ming Chui's request that he be sent back to his rooms. Those who were near enough to see, and Lao Nie had plans to punish the whole lot of them for not having interfered What was the point of a Klan motto that prioritized justice and suppression of evil, no matter the consequences, if they would allow it to happen in their own damn home? Said that it didn't happen at once. That there was a pause when Nie Ming Chui's body hit the ground. Perhaps it was only that Nie Huaisang was slow to realize what was happening. Perhaps it just took a while for the change to happen. Either way, everyone agreed upon what happened next. The unfurling of a serpentine body twice the length of a fully grown man, though only about as wide around as a goat. A red-eyed glare that was backed with teeth and claw, and a roar of challenge at anyone who even thought about pulling Nie Ming Chui's body away from the center of those coils. Apparently, Nie Huaisang had needed all that sleep because he was still growing. Who would have known? It was the youngest full transformation they'd ever had in their clan by far. The boy hadn't even reached the age of 3. If he's stopped sweating, he has heat stroke, Lao Nie told his apparently not useless younger son, having been urgently summoned to the training field. He needs to be taken inside at once. You are only making things worse. Nie Huaisang bared his teeth at him, and Lao Nie bared his teeth right back. He might not be a dragon, but his son's blood had come from somewhere. I am your father. You will listen to me and obey. You hear me? You will get off of him this instant. If he doesn't get water soon, he will die. Lao Nie will never know if it was the demand for filial piety or the threat to Nie Mingtui's life that got Nie Huaisang to comply. He suspected the latter. But Nie Huaisang gave in and backed off, allowing the clan's medics to rush over and take Nie Mingtui away. Lao Nie looked at the dragon, thinking to himself that the vastness of the underground caverns beneath the unclean realm weren't for nothing. If this was what a 2-year-old dragon looked like, he'd be a full-fledged calamity when full-grown. His saber itched in his palm at the thought, but he ignored it. The embarrassing Yao-derived portion of their bloodline aside, the Nie sect set itself against evil, and Nie Huaisang was lazy, not evil. This is going to be trouble, he finally said. It can't be allowed to get out. You can't go out, he meant. But maybe Nie Huaisang, in all his laziness, wouldn't mind being restricted to the unclean realms. Maybe, if they were lucky, they could teach him to like paintings and books instead, since he could never be allowed out to join a proper battlefield. He'd be locked at home forever, unless the sect leader decided otherwise, and that meant Lao Nie would be the one responsible for it. Ancestor or not, damn that idiot! In the end, Nie Huaisang didn't respond to him at all, merely took to the air. Flying must be inherent because he didn't seem especially bothered by what should be something brand new, and headed inwards, aiming towards his brother's bedroom. Not really a surprise, that. A bit of a surprise that he could find it so quickly, though, from such an unfamiliar angle. Lao Nie's eye twitched. If his stubborn older son had known about this, he was going to wish he died of heatstroke. Author's notes. Some additional notes from Tumblr. Question. Oh, I love the Dragon NHS snippet. Just, yes! All the little details about how draconic NHS is, even in human form. The Nie family's routine cursing of that idiot and the implications. Oh, the implications. That NHS's canonical interest in arts, fans, and whatnot are carefully cultivated and encouraged by himself and his sect as a means of self-control, i.e. not turning into a giant raging dragon, and how NMJ is a good brother. That's the only way I can see NHS being allowed outside the unclean realm to attend the Lan lectures and just see the world, explore his artistic interests, and, well, how many people in the Nie sect went, oh shit, do you think, when Nie Huaisang became sect leader? A full-on dragon for a sect leader. Oh boy. Not one of them would have been surprised at a revenge plot lasting 13 years. Not from him! Answer. Nie Huaisang is definitely a dragon all the time, and the Nie sect never forgets it, even if they very carefully never tell anyone else about it. Official sect policy is that he gets locked away somewhere to keep the rest of the world safe, ideally sated with worldly pleasures so that he remains a normal person that's uninvolved with all things cultivation world. Nie Mingtui does not care even one tiny bit about official sect policy, and makes Nie Huaisang cultivate his saber long enough to get both a golden core and a saber spirit. And now, suddenly, he's eligible for the position of heir. So there! He also abuses his sect leader makes all the final decisions as to the dragon power to sign off on Nie Huaisang going to Gusu, which everyone thought was a disaster in the making, and spent literal years waiting to hear about the cloud recesses being burned down by a raging dragon. Except instead, the only updates they get are things like, Nie Huaisang has failed his studies again, and he got drunk with some other idiots and we punished him, hope that's okay, and he got pushed into the river, but don't worry, he's fine. Nie Mingtui is very smug about being right about his brother. Also, Nie Huaisang being a dragon means that right before he was sent to Qishan for the indoctrination camp, Nie Mingtui pulled him aside and said, "Listen, I know sect policy is that you die before revealing the family secret, but if they try to hurt you, I want you to forget that and eat them. Do you hear me?" And in another universe, Huaisang gets stuck in the cave with Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji and ends up fighting a tortoise and swearing them both to secrecy, and then things go weirdly thereafter. Question. I'm imagining how the Nie sect appears to others in the Dragon AU, and I'm laughing my ass off because to outsiders, the Nie disciples have a very weird respect/fear going on for this useless baby NHS, and are convinced that Nie Mingtui is the leader who would take them in a path with less murder and destruction. They also encourage Nie Huaisang's habit of painting instead of wanting him to cultivate, which is probably helping everyone think he's spoiled AF, which is also kind of true. Answer. The Nie are a very secretive sect for a reason. It's better to have everyone assume they're scared of Nie Huaisang because of his big brother's vengeance than if they guess the truth. Ironically, this means that literally everyone in the sect tries to get Nie Huaisang to get into nice, calming, non-destructive habits. Painting, bird raising, arranging flowers, collecting fans, you name it, if it's non-violent, they'll support it. And it's only Nie Mingtui who is constantly yelling at him to go practice his saber because he has no intention of leaving the sect to anyone but his little brother, and anyone who disagrees with him is just going to have to deal. Also, every once in a while, Nie Huaisang will hiss at someone just to see them jump.